God is calling all his children to step up to a higher level of life. Today, Kenneth Copeland and special guest Jesse Duplantis encourage us as the body of Christ to take our place that Jesus our Savior bought and paid for us to have.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Boy, it's a good day today. Amen. And we're going to be offering you again today and every day till Christmas a free download of a new gift every day on KCM.org. We want to sow into your life. We want to give into your life. Hey, we're getting ready for 2015, bud. Hey, yeah, this thing big at KCM.
Amen.
And we're getting ready for it. We are sowing, praise God.
Glory
Amen.
God.
That's fun, man.
Yes, it is.
I'll tell you what, giving is a joy of life. And we're sowing, and I'm not talking about little small trinkets or cups or so. There's nothing wrong with that. But these are products of Kenneth Copeland Ministry. This is good stuff.
Yes, indeed.
And new one every day.
Glory to God. That's amazing.
Good, isn't it?
When's the last time for Christmas somebody gave you 25 gifts?
Amen.
Think about that. That's what you're doing.
On the first day of December, Kenneth gave to me.
That's right.
Hey,
that's a blessing.
Man, glory to God. It's good, too. Praise God. Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. You're such a blessing to us. Open the eyes of our understanding, sir.
Yes, Lord.
We open our ears. You knew we're on earth. You said they have closed their ears and closed their eyes. Well, we know if you can close your eyes, you can open your eyes.
Yes, Lord.
If you can close your ears, you can open your ears. And Jesus also said, your ears are blessed.
Yes, Lord.
Your eyes are blessed. I have blessed eyes today. I have blessed ears today. Praise God. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yes,
Lord. Whoa. You got any sickness or disease in your eyes or ears, the healing power of God just flowed out of me right there.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus, you be made well in your eyes. Be made well in
your
ears.
Yes, Lord.
I've received healing in my own eyes and ears.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Take it. It's blessed.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. That's good.
Man, it's a good place to be, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Jesse, let's go back to Genesis chapter 13 again, if that fits your plan.
Yes, sir. I started out last week, we were dealing with living off the top of the barrel. And I have read this passage of Scripture, and I don't doubt many of you have read it many times too. But this struck me in Genesis chapter 13, verse 1, and Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I ask the question, why do I need to know that? Why do I need to know how much cattle, how much silver, or how much gold that Abraham had? He's the father of our faith. And you see, and God told us to imitate him. Then I realized what God was saying is, he said, your father of faith did not live on the bottom of the barrel. He lived on the top of the barrel because I filled the barrel for him.
Now, let's see now what the Lord said to you and me before we turned the camera on.
Right.
Let's see what God said about this.
Okay.
Go over here to Deuteronomy 15.
Okay. Now, this is a this is powerful scripture. And I've heard people say, that's impossible that you just got, the world's got to be full of poor people. Read this scripture.
Now, right here in Deuteronomy chapter 15.
Right.
Verse 4, save when there shall be no poor among you, for the Lord shall greatly bless you in the land which the Lord God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it, only if you carefully hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do his commandments. Or in other words, do what he tells you to do. Now, listen to this in the Amplified. There will be no poor among you.
These
are covenant people now.
And this is a whole nation, Brother Copeland. This is not one person here.
For the Lord will surely bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance to possess.
Yeah.
If only you carefully listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do watchfully these commandments which I command you this day.
Yeah.
Now, Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Well, yeah, but now, Brother Copeland, now, you know, that was actually, you know, that was in the Old Covenant, and you're talking about Abraham, and, and that was just for the Jews. Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, let's go Book of Galatians chapter.
Come on.
And we'll just settle this.
Amen.
Galatians, this is New Testament, right?
You're right.
Amen. Chapter 3, verse 13. Well, let's back up right here to verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham.
That's right.
And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached the gospel to Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Now look
That's
at
right.
that 13th verse. Christ hath redeemed. This is redemption.
This is powerful, brother.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Well, hey, wasn't that about Abraham?
That's right.
Didn't that say that Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife,
right,
and Lot with him in the south? Abraham was very rich in cattle, silver, and gold.
Yeah, that's Old Covenant and New Covenant.
Absolutely. See, it's God's covenant people.
Right.
Now, anybody can have it, but you can't get it outside the covenant.
Right.
The covenant's open to it. Hey, you know, come here.
Right.
Jesus is Lord. He's taking, there's no sin you ever committed that will cause him to turn you down, because his blood's already taken
Amen.
Account for that.
Right, right.
The Scripture says very plainly, God is not holding people's trespasses against
them.
That's nobody
correct.
In the world.
Right.
And you come to Jesus, the Apostle Paul, if anybody should have been turned down, it ought to have been him. He's killing Christians.
That's right.
On purpose,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, by the flesh, he had no right
to
do any of this.
No. He was persecuting
right.
Jesus.
Saul.
And Jesus stopped him on the road to Damascus, and he said, Lord! Mm. And Jesus never mentioned his sin again.
You know what struck me when he said, Lord? And what I'm going to say is going to shock you here. There are a lot of people have Jesus as Savior, but there are very few people that have him as Lord. Because once you understand Christ as Lord, that is not only just in your spirit, that's in your soul and in your body. That's spiritually, physically, financially. All of a sudden, Deuteronomy 15 begins to take place in
yes.
your life.
Yes, it does.
Genesis 13 takes place in your life. Galatians 3 takes place in your life. Now, you can be saved. And salvation is good, but listen to me, it ain't enough to enjoy the trip.
Jesse,
you're supposed to
be saved in the earth the same as you saved in heaven.
That is right. You see, and as I made Jesus the Lord of my life, watch this, without even asking, he began to bless me spiritually, physically, financially. You know why? Because I was able to receive it. As long as I kept him as a Savior, which is wonderful, don't misunderstand me. I'm not being derogatory of that or critical of that. But when I made him Lord, literally the physical things around me began to change.
You became a disciple?
Yes, instead of a Christian. More than a Christian.
Disciple comes from the word discipline.
Right.
When you begin to discipline yourself to think like he thinks.
Ooh, glory.
And talk like he talks and act like he acts and put his word as final authority.
Right.
And when you do, man, boy, it looks weird when you first start doing that because you're used to something else all the time.
Well, you're so used to bottom hole pressure. We say that in the oil field, bottom hole pressure.
See,
you're so used to that when the pressure comes off. A prime example is Gideon. The Midianites going to come and destroy a nation. God calls Gideon. Now, watch this. Gideon does pretty good, ladies and gentlemen. He gets 32,000 men. He said, we're going to go fight these guys and take care of this situation. God said, you got too many people. Now, to the natural... You hadn't seen the enemy's army. Watch, he said, take him down to the river and get him something to drink. Watch this. By the time God finishes, he sent home 31,700 people. And he kept 300. Why? Because 31,700 people were bottom feeders, and 300 of them were top feeders.
The first.
Oh, I'm getting goosebumps.
First, the first Special Forces team on record.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Oh,
I
yeah.
like that. Special Forces.
God gave him.
Oh.
God gave him strategies and gave him insight into combat that the rest of them didn't have. You know why? They ruled the night.
That's
Nobody
right.
had ever fought at night. They fought at night.
And,
hey.
300.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm telling you what, the first Special Forces known, and we, in the spirit, we are Special Forces.
Amen. Jesse. That's so true.
That's who we are.
And the reason why they could do it, they were not under the pressure.
No.
You see, now they'd become a top feeder. See, when you are a bottom feeder, you become a scavenger, a vulture. You ever know something about a vulture? You see a vulture, if he's landing in a, if a tree has green leaves on it, he's going to land on a dead branch. Go look at it. You go look at all these shows.
He's a dead bird. That's
because
what
there's
he
death
like.
In him. There's
he
nothing
goes,
but
he's
death.
On dead, he
he's a scavenger. But 300 top feeders. Now, I'm going to say something going to shock you. I've been in some churches with 25,000 people. God is my witness. I would say of the 25,000, at least 24,000 of them were bottom feeders. They knew nothing. I would tell them to go to Scripture. They couldn't even find it. They had to go to the table of contents. They knew nothing about what we call the simple basics of faith, the simple things. And then I said, what is? But then you would have that small, minute.
Core.
Yeah, a remnant, like the Bible calls it. It's just something that's sun, and you can take the world with that.
Oh, yeah.
And I never thought of it like Special Forces, like
you said. You know, every church, I've noticed the same thing as you over the years. Every church that honors the Word of God will have a core church.
Yes.
And that core is where the power is.
Yes.
Now, the bigger that core is, the stronger the whole operation gets. Now, we are coming up into a time where, and EMIC is a church like this.
Mm-hmm.
Our fringe members are stronger than most people's core.
Yes.
That's where we are right now.
Right.
The churches are coming up all over the world where you got 25, 30,000 of them in there, and 20,000 of them
are
ready, man. And they're shaking communities. In inquiring of the Lord about this, that pressure is in Romans chapter 12.
Mm-hmm.
In the second verse, where you renew your mind and not be conformed to the world.
Yes.
Now, that pressure to conform is like a machinery die, you know, where you got a form in there and there's coming down with tons of pressure.
Right.
And it forms that thing where it looks just like the one right behind it. Looks just like the one right behind it. Looks just like that one. And it just stands there and stamps them out.
Right.
Well, that the world's pressure, that world system out there. I'm talking about born again.
Yes, indeed.
People, but they don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know how to get out of that. Their troubles are just like the world. Because they're going from one step to the next, like this.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about on bottom feeder.
Right.
Because he ain't looking up.
He's
this Babylonian system out, that's the sorriest thing on the face of the earth.
It's caused more trouble.
Yeah. And that when Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, that's the world he's talking about. He wasn't talking about earth.
Right.
And it's that world of everything out there. All of it. I don't care what they call it. All of it is socialism.
Right.
It's man trying to meet his own needs without God, Jesse.
Yeah.
And when Christian people are doing the same thing, it turns out the same way.
And it's amazing how, and I'm not trying to be political, but called political correctness. Now, what is that? What does that mean? See, you
conformity.
Kinda, yeah, you conform it. And no one wants to think of the Word of God. Let me tell you why. Because the Word of God will require discipline out of you. Mm-hmm. It will require commitment of you. I had a preacher tell me one time, Brother Jesse, never preach commitment because you lose people in the church. I mean, I was astounded that this man, who was a good man of God, loved the Lord. But he said, I stay away from commitment because that, you know, because people will leave, they can't handle that. And I said, yes, they can handle that. I mean, what makes an army or special forces what they are? Commitment to each other and to the mission.
Yes.
To each other and to the mission.
Total.
What does it say in America? We won't leave nobody on that battlefield. Live or dead, we go and get you and bring you back. That takes commitment. Now, that means somebody got to stand up and dodge bullets. And I saw a war movie the other day, and it was amazing that those men put their own lives to go get a dead body. Oh, they're not going to leave their comrades out on that
Did you know,
field.
Jesse, did you know the United States is the only nation in the world and in history that will go back into a battlefield after the war is over and get all of the remnants of our dead?
That's an honor.
We have teams in Southeast Asia. And as far as I know, they're still functioning there today. Yeah. And they bring their remains out of there and check out their DNA.
Yes, indeed.
Until they know who they are.
Right.
And they're anywhere, if they find any back battlefield of any kind, man, that we bring, think about the cost and so forth of that, and bring forensic teams into battlefields, man, and get the remains of our soldiers and bring them home.
Well, just the other day, the president gave Medal of Honor to a person that was in the Civil War.
Yes.
Listen, we don't forget our people. Now, you may think, we have to study it and make sure that this actually happened. You got to do those things. But that's what I love about America. It was designed around the gospel.
Yes, it was.
And it drives me. It drives me, let me just say it like that, we won't say we're a Judeo-Christian nation. When we, my God, just go look at the history of the United States. That means you can come here and you can be a Buddhist, you can be a Muslim, because we have freedom of religion. But we were founded upon these truths that built the greatest nation this world has ever seen.
Well,
and I'm bragging on that's just the truth.
Well, you brought it up. The reason why political correctness is among us today is because the preachers kept their mouths shut and live by it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's our job to say something about that.
That's right.
I'm not politically correct.
Right. I
never will be. And they might take your tax-exempt status away from it. Hey, it's up. If you want it, come get it. I don't know what I need with that.
Yes, I mean, know what you're saying. You're a preacher of the gospel.
I'm a preacher of the gospel.
Yes, indeed.
They threatened me, you know, some years ago.
I was on our board,
all that was involved in that. And I said it back then. They said, well, you know, if they subpoena you, they could put you in prison. I said, so? I preach in prisons all the time. Anyway.
Jesus went to jail.
What do I care? That's no threat to me.
I know what you're saying.
When it's not a threat, the devil can't do it.
No.
And so, man, this is turning right now.
Yeah.
It is turning. There are thousands of preachers today that have joined up, and Pastor Jim Garlock is one of the guys that helped start this thing, an outstanding man of God. And man, one day out of every year, all of us get together and we all preach on politics. And we send a copy of our messages to the IRS and say, what do you think about that? And because that never was a law to start with,
right.
Lyndon Johnson did it by executive order.
Right.
And it's never been tried in a court of law and it's never been made law. We're looking for somebody to sue us over it. So, hey, come on, Jack, let's get on with this and get rid of that mess and stand up for who we are and what we are.
We have to stand. If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything.
Oh, you'll fall for anything.
Anything.
That's
true. You got to stand up. And I've had some people say, well, that's just the way you were taught as an American. No. That was the way I was taught from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Say something about Jesus. He stood up, even on the cross. It didn't make no difference. When he was hanging and he thought it was over with, he was not talking to those people. He was just saying, he was actually interceding for them. Forgive them for they know.
Have you never read Ephesians 6?
Yes, sir.
Having done all to stand,
stand therefore.
Having on the full armor of God, stand.
Since you brought that up, in that Ephesians 6 and that armor of God, there's some things he tells you to put on and there's some things he tells you to take. Now, he said, now the helmet of salvation, he says to put on and take it. And why did he say that? Wrap it around your head so your mind will remember who you are.
Yeah.
I'm preaching again.
There you go.
Well, I get goosebumps.
Well, that's what you call to do, ain't it? Yeah.
It's a blessing.
Oh, yeah. Praise God.
Are we out of time?
I don't know. No, we got 1 minute left.
Okay. When you understand.
Hallelujah. Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, we want you on top of the barrel. We're not just talking about you getting stuff. For good God, that's so in the natural. We're talking about where you get up every morning and you go, hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. Hello, Kenneth. Hi, Jesus. That wonderfulness of more than relationship, but fellowship. That's what I every day I say, God, I just want to get closer to, I want fellowship. I want God to come talk to me, and he's done this before. What do you think about this? Ask me what I think about it. Me?
Jesse, I heard someone say when I first went into ministry that you can know Jesus more intimately, and this is scripture, but we miss it because it just uses the word know, K-N-O-W,
right.
But it's the same word translated intercourse in other places,
right.
To know the love of Christ more intimately than you know any person on earth.
That's phenomenal.
And I set my faith for that.
Me too.
And it is absolutely true. And somebody said, well, what about Gloria? Hey, Gloria knows that I love Jesus more than I do her.
I understand.
And I know she loves Jesus more than she does me.
Right.
And that's the reason, Jesse, I don't remember the last fuss we had. We've been married 52 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the last one we had, I caused it, but and she wouldn't fuss. But the thing of it is, his being among us, man, we know one another so intimately, and we are so close to one another. Glory
yes, indeed. And that's the truth, because I've seen it. Because we're personal friends.
Oh, man. Oh,
and I also seen that closeness of God and you together. And how can I say it? But it's a wonderful thing to see. It makes you go, I can have that too.
Yeah, you can.
And I want that.
It's available.
Yes, indeed.
Jesse and I'll be back in just a minute.
Have you watched us on Roku yet? With your TV, a Roku box, and an internet connection, enjoy on-demand broadcasts, classic teachings, live and past events, partner testimonies, and more. Plus, exclusive access to the broadcasts a week in advance. You can even browse videos by topic for a more focused study. Enjoy all of this free content anytime at your convenience. Fit more word into your day with the KCM Roku channel.
Far too many Christians are living way below their kingdom privileges. They are lacking peace and never experiencing the abundant life that God has created for them. Introducing the Living Off the Top of the Barrel package. In it, you'll find the wisdom you need to begin looking up, away from your circumstances, to God your provider. Jesse Duplantis's Living Off the Top of the Barrel two-part DVD series allows ample time to go more in-depth on this topic. You can begin to adopt a new mindset from poverty to blessing. In For By It, Faith, his latest book, learn what it is. For By It, you have access to God's best in every area of your life. Also included is the book Prosperity, The Choice is Yours by Kenneth Copeland. God desires your prosperity. The choice to prosper belongs to you. Don't settle for just enough when God wants you, like Abram, very rich. And not just for yourself, but so you can rise up and be the blessing you were born to be.
Discover how to ignite your faith and step into an abundant life. Order the Living Off the Top of the Barrel package for only $35.69 at a special savings of 30%. Log on to kcm.org/TV special or call toll-free 800-600-7395 and request your package today. Understand that the choice to prosper belongs to the believer. For an additional 10% off, order the Living Off the Top of the Barrel package online.
Living Off the Top of the Barrel.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. During the break there, Jesse and I were talking about this and about the scripture that said God takes the poor, King James says, out of the dunghill. The Hebrew said he takes them out of the garbage dump.
Yeah.
We would say he lifts them out of the landfill.
Right.
The place where the poor scavenge for food. Right. I've seen it in other lands. He takes them out of the garbage heap and sets them among his princes.
Praise the Lord.
Now that where, and in the literal translation is the boardroom where the decisions are made. That's God's will for the poor.
My Lord.
And but you come from out here where that socialism causes poverty.
Yes,
it is at the root of it because it's part of the curse. But when you come in here, you get inside his covenant. That's his will that we seek first the kingdom of God and his right way of doing things, and he'll add all this other to you. Now, that's the reason you need to get things like this and totally renew your mind.
That's it.
Totally immerse yourself in these things. Just get in it and stay there and listen to it and listen to it and listen to it until it renews and reestablishes your way of thinking in the kingdom of God instead of the Babylonian kingdom of darkness.
Right.
You need to get hold of this. Get it. You understand? Get it. Amen.
Bless you.
Father, we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
For all of our partners. We pray for all million of us out there. We pray for all the people on television and radio audience out there. We release the word of the living God. We release the anointing that removes burdens and destroys yokes in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, use our website as a study center.
There you go.
You can go there. You can get these broadcasts back. You can go over and over and over them again. Now, this thing is... It's
amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. Hey, you know what? We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Jesse and Kenneth reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2015 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.